Stonewall cannot sleep. You know, the restless, discontented spirits move the world. So, every two or three nights, you're woke up with orders to get your brigade in marching order before daylight and report in person to Stonewall. Then you're marched out a few miles and then a few miles in again. All of this was his way of making us ready, ever on the alert. And the end of this is that we'd gone a half a day's march before most generals were up and had their breakfast.
In the early days, no one thought that we would march to fame and glory, or hold the destiny of the mighty Union Army in our little hands. But we put fear into their hearts, this rough and ready band. McClellan threatened Richmond by marching from the sea, endangering the capital of our Confederacy. We must keep reinforcements, for which McClellan called, from joining with his army, or Richmond soon would fall. Proud Valley boys, when the war was new, we looked so very young in the spring of 62. Proud Valley boys, fighting for their land, along with Taylor's Tigers, the wild Acadians. The Army of the Valley took no counsel of its fears. Outnumbered 4-1, our strategy was clear. We struck at them so swiftly, we took them by surprise. Our maneuvers did mislead and keep them mystified. Proud Valley boys, 60,000 Yanks, we whipped the Union generals, Fremont, Shields, and Banks. Proud Valley boys, fighting for their land, along with Taylor's Tigers, the wild Acadians. We'd fight to the last man. There'd be no wounded left behind while I was in command. Their duty was to follow, my duty was to lead. And together we marched down that road to victory. Proud Valley boys, I had their trust. They never let me down, even when I asked too much. Proud Valley boys, I sing their praise. Who could not win with soldiers such as these? Proud Valley boys, fighting for their land, along with Taylor's Tigers, the wild Acadians.